listen, friends, my tale is bitter. In my youth I loved a knitter, and her stitching was bewitching, fair and fitting to beguile. Every mitten, cap, and sweater made me glad that I had met her, till I came to know her better as the queen of all Argyle. For when I opened up the drawer, I saw within it, to my horror, a cacophony of colors, disharmonious and vile. Other socks may come in couples, but not one there had its double, for no one can match the socks knit by the queen of all Argyle. She had bidden me fetch her stockings, when I found a sight most shocking. Socks all knit in diamond patches were amassed there in a pile. Not a single patch's color was a match for any other. It was then I knew my lover was the queen of all Argyle. For when I opened up the drawer, I saw within it, to my horror, a cacophony of colors, disharmonious and vile. Other socks may come in couples, but not one there had its double, for no one can match the socks knit by the queen of all Argyle. When she hung her socks to dry out, I quite nearly plucked my eye out, for the ill-met dilots glared at me from every rhombic tile. I admit it was a quandary, blindness, madness, or the laundry, such the choice 'twas laid upon me by the queen of all Argyle. For when I opened up the drawer, I saw within it, to my horror, a cacophony of colors, disharmonious and vile. Other socks may come in couples, but not one there had its double, for no one can match the socks knit by the queen of all Argyle.